Well, let's talk about next week's activities. First off, when is it happening? And then let's talk about the big thing is Spirit Days. Why don't you run through that, Elliot?
All right, so homecoming is next week. That's September 29th through October 4th. So Spirit Days, we have a different dress-up day for every day of the week. On Monday, we have America Monday, so that's just America gear. Tuesday is Barbecue Dad and Soccer Mom. So just whatever you think about when you think of those moms out there that go to soccer games or dads. Just then White Collar versus Blue Collar. Then on Thursday is Generation Day, so that'll be like seniors. Senior citizens will be 12th grade, that's what they'll dress up as. And then 11th grade will dress up as parents. 10th grade will be elementary. And then 9th grade will be the babies. Every year we got on Fridays, Blue and Gold Friday.
Of course it would be. So you're dressing up then as a senior. Do you have help from your folks, your grandparents to kind of dress you up? What's the deal?
I might have to borrow some shoes from my grandparents and throw on a wig or something. I think that'll be good enough.
Sure. Or a white spray paint.
Yeah.
And then the parade. Claire, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So it's on Thursday and it starts at 6 and it's going to travel down East Avenue or east down 2nd Avenue North and so go in front of Taft. And then it'll turn at Faith United Methodist Church. And then you turn right again to be on Main Street and it ends at Sumner Bridge. And then that's when you'll head up to the high school for coronation.
And then who's got coronation?
So that'll be at 7:30 up at the high school in the gym. The homecoming court is Cohen Mattson and Sammy Veronkun, Mason Van Pelt and Elsie Hubble, Keegan Groh and Macy Birdie, Landon Vick and Jasmine Fusco, and Tyler Carlson and Lily Allison.
That's a big honor. Elliot, do you want to talk about some of the other activities that are planned?
All right, so also on Thursday after coronation, it'll be a Queens tournament is what we call it. It's pretty much volleyball, just smaller teams. So there's 4 people on a team. We have quite a bit of people signed up for that. I think there's 13 teams. This is just for the students to just go and have a little fun the night before homecoming. It's pretty nice. There's a lot of people involved. Kind of our goal is just to include everyone and make sure everyone is able to have a little bit of fun. And then Friday we got the football game, and then we have Spirit Days during the week, and band will go play, and we'll have pep assemblies and all that good stuff.
And all that good stuff.
Yep.
Humboldt has, in the time that I've been here, I've noticed that you get all ages, all kids involved with all the schools. It's great, and it's just that team spirit. And then the pep assembly.
Yeah, so during the day on Friday, we actually have pep assemblies going throughout the entire day. So we have a traveling pep assembly that consists of 35 people from the high school. So there's the king and queen, there's the rest of the homecoming court, there's cheerleaders, the drill team, band, various athletes, and some fine art students. So basically they just take a bus and go to the different buildings and just celebrate being a Wildcat with elementary students at Taft, Meese, St. Mary's, and TRV. And then they finish up at the high school with all their peers and get us ready for the football game.
It is a busy week for everyone, isn't it? Anything else interesting happening on Friday night by chance? Just
all
curious.
Right, well, we got to start the night off by beating Charles City.
Yep.
There's a freshman game before varsity. That's at 4:30, and then varsity begins at 7. Then we have drill team, and the band will be like the halftime show. And that's also when the homecoming court will get announced, there's recognition. And then after the game, we have blacklight dodgeball in the high school. That's a lot of people look forward to that. That's pretty fun. I think there's going to be a meal and some other stuff provided, and then there's a prize, and I think winners get T-shirts that they get to wear around school.
I want to go back to this blacklight dodgeball. What is that about? I've never played that. I played dodgeball. Uh-huh. But tell me more about that.
So blacklight dodgeball is pretty much dodgeball in the dark, but you have these little black lights is what they call them, I guess.
Yep.
They kind of light up a little bit, but so like you wear like bright, like white and like neon, those like really show up with those color lights. So that's, you can't wear black because otherwise,
yeah,
otherwise
yeah,
no one will see you.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
obvious.
So,
I didn't know if it was one of those things where, you know, again, with the clothing, I get that.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Are you good at it?
We'll see. We've We've won a couple years in a row, so hopefully we can get the title again.
What else do you want to share about homecoming next week? Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, should be a good week. Lots of good activities and great ways for everyone to get involved. And then hopefully we have a lot of people that come to the football game.
Thank you for coming in. That's student body president Elliot Carlson, senior this year. Where are you going to school?
Not exactly sure yet. Still trying to figure it out.
Yep.
Got a couple options. And
do you know what you want to be?
I'm thinking AST, so Ag Systems Technology.
I like that. Of course, everything's all tech right now.
Yep.
So good luck with your senior year. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And Claire Olson is on the Student Senate. She's a junior this year. And then next year, you're going to be a senior.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just flies by, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anything else? You want to give a shout out to anybody?
I don't think so.
No? You have nobody that you want to say hi to?
I'll give a shout out to my brother. He said he was going to wake up and listen to me.
Okay. Hey, just so you know, we have it recorded in case anybody missed it. Just get a hold of us here at the radio station. We'll get you a copy of it. Actually, it's on our website. So thank you both for getting up. I appreciate you coming in, taking time out of your free time. But best of luck to you. Go Cats. And this has been Wildcat News.